Blog Talk Radio.
I am the sensual one. I am the sexual one. I am the erotic one. I'm the one that others say, she's the erotic one. I am yours, eternal grace. I am the erotic one. I am the hypnotic one. I am the one with just my voice can and will put you in a trance. I am the one who, after kissing your whole body, even an hour later, on your lips, my sweetness is still there. I am yours, eternally great. I am the one dripping with romance. I am the one you hope will give you a second and third chance. I'm the one to drop it like it's hot. Yeah. I'm the one you wish you could, but never forgot. I am yours. Eternally blaze. I am the one other women wish they could be, for I possess the secrets to bringing even the strongest man to his knees. I am the one who will listen to your wants, dreams, and desires, and who will always pass the test. I am the one who will bring to you your euphoric fantasies, delivering erotic ecstasies, leaving you in a puddle of your own essence. Yeah, that's my ultimate place. I am yours. Eternally. I am the one who will go deeper than any woman has ever gone before. I am the woman who will not just enter your mind and body, I want also your heart and then soul. For I am the one who will be loving you unconditionally till we have both comfortably.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to the Leopard Carpet tonight. We're kind of going in a little different direction here, and I will put a disclaimer out. Not that this is going to be rude and raw, because it's nothing like that, but it's definitely going to be a show just for grown folks. As you heard that particular piece, it is called Eternally Blaze, and my special guest tonight is a young lady, an amazing, amazing artist. And you know what? I call her a life coach and a relationship coach. And later in the show, you definitely will understand why. So I want to welcome you to the Leopard Carpet, Eternally Blaze.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
I'm excited, you know, and there's many reasons why, because I think that you're extremely talented when it comes to the pieces that you have created. And I know that you are working directly with SJF Music on the production of the pieces that are coming out and have come out. The piece that I did open with actually is on an album that released back in February by SJF Music, which is called Between Dusk and Dawn. So if you don't know anything about that particular album and want to find out more, Eternally Blaze piece called Eternally Blaze is on that. And you can find out more about it at www.sjfmusic.com. So I'm just going to call you Blaze because, you know, that's just how I do it. But, you know, I know you go by Eternally Blaze, and there's so many things that kind of encompass who you are. But why don't we start out by, you know, how did you actually get involved with, you know, spoken word? And I know that you also are an amazing singer. I've had the opportunity to hear you sing. But, you know, how did you, you know, how did this creative side of you come into existence?
Well, I have to say that pretty much it was always there. Now, I wrote poetry from the heart, I guess, since grade school. And, you know, friends and family would come to me and say, Joe, I need a piece for this. So can you write me something for that? And it was all done out of love. Now, the spoken word, I guess you could say, I read my poems to my friends. And they used to tell me all the time, oh, Joe, you have a great voice, and you should do this. You should put it to music, and, you know, it might do something. And I said to them, oh, okay, sure. Thanks a lot. But, you know, if that's something that God has, you know, in store for me, then he'll bring it right to my front door. And in all actuality, he did, you know. And so that's how I'm where I'm at this point. Just the beginning of this journey, but it has been such a blessing and such a great joy to have meet someone like Mr. Stephen Jerome Ferguson, who, I don't know, just tapped me on the shoulder and said, hey, you want to do something? And I said, sure, why not? And years later, this is what came out of all of that, and he's been amazing. He has been, you know how you run into people who, you know, say, oh, yeah, you know, your work sounds good. It sounds hot. It, you know, I'm really feeling you. Maybe we can do something, you know. And you hear that, and you hear that, and you nod, and you say. But he is actually the first person in my life that has told me that and actually followed through with that. So he's an amazing, amazing man, friend and producer, and I am so honored to work with him and all the people that I've met at SJF. You know, it is one amazing family there, and we get along so well, and that's amazing too, but it's also a blessing. It's also a great blessing.
So during the process of you know, Between Dusk and Dawn being created and all of that to then its birth back in February. How did that feel to know that you, you know, one of your pieces was actually going to be out there as a professional recorded piece, excuse me, for people to hear, for people
term,
to purchase?
If I could use the term mind-blowing, like I said, I've been doing this since I can remember me, you know.
Okay.
I've written, I actually wrote a letter for my brother-in-law at the time. He was young. He had just decided he liked girls.
Okay.
He said, sis, come here. I said, what's the matter? He said, I need you to do something. I said, what do you need? Can you hook me up one of those? He did sports, you know, nothing to do with girls. Mm-hmm.
Blaze, I'm not sure what happened because I am not actually hearing your voice. So if you could maybe call back in, or I'm not sure. I'm not hearing your voice. I can hear mine, though. So maybe there's some technical difficulties going on. I'm not sure. So in the meantime, you know what? Let me just play another one of Blaze's pieces so that you can get a taste of, you know, of her flavor. And, okay, let me click on her link and just see if I can hear her now. So, Blaze, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
I don't know what happened. It was all of a sudden you were talking and it went blank. And
yep.
Then I was like, okay, is it my phone? Is it, what's going on? You know what? We've got, the phone lines are like lit up. There are so many people listening on the phone. So let me just, you know, welcome everybody to the Leopard Carpet tonight. My special guest is Eternally Blaze. We had a little glitch there for a minute. Hopefully we've worked that through. I know that she was talking about the fact of how she kind of got involved with writing, you know, pieces, and how, you know, she started writing pieces for her brother-in-law, and that's kind of like the start of people kind of paying attention to her skills. So I think that's
right.
Where we left off.
Okay. To make a long story short, I hadn't seen him in a while, and his sister passed. So, you know, going to be with the family, he comes to me and he says, "Hey, sis, how you doing?" I said, "Oh, I'm good." I said, "Oh, that was, look at you." And he says, "Sis, you remember that letter years ago that you wrote for me for that young lady?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Look over there." And there she was standing with two of his daughters. You
Aww.
Know, so right then and there, I knew the power of just mere words. You know what I mean?
Right.
In a positive form. So
right.
It touched my heart to know that something I did, something I created, moved two people in the right direction. So how did I feel exactly when Eternally Blaze came out? I was overjoyed to know that something I said, something I did, went out there and was received. You know, and
sure.
It's just a blessing. It's just a blessing.
So we do have somebody who's raised their hand, but I do want to ask you a question before I actually bring this caller in.
Okay.
So how did you come up with the name Eternally Blaze? Okay, I'm not sure what's going on. I'm sorry. The way the call, I can't hear her, so I'm sure that Eternally Blaze is calling back in. You know what? Let me just bring in the caller who first raised their hand and wait for Blaze to call back. Oh, no, we got, no, let's, okay, let me see. Okay, Blaze, let's try this again.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. It just happens.
Okay, no, I totally understand the drop call thing because, yeah, you know that I deal with that from time to time myself. So anyway, how did the name Eternally Blaze come into existence?
Okay. well, I started off many years ago on MySpace as One Love Blaze.
Okay.
And when I was approached to do this project, I said to myself, okay, I like Blaze because I am hot, but I wanted to be endearing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I, you know, thought of what do you say when you're finished, like goodbye, so long, or whatever. And, you know, being that I'm a writer, this would be like ending a letter. So it's Eternally Blaze.
Mm. Okay. Okay, I like that. I mean, it's so fitting because once we really get into, you know, all the things that we can talk about when it comes to who you are and what you believe in, I mean, I think it's so very fitting, you know. But I just, you know, when it comes to artist names, right. I'm always kind of curious, you know, how they come up with the names that they go by when they're on stage or when they're that public figure. So
right.
I totally get it. Well, you know what? Let me bring the first caller in and, you know, see what they have to say.
All righty.
All right, Stephen Jerome Ferguson, welcome to the Leopard Carpet with Eternally Blaze.
Hi, everybody. What's up?
Hey.
Hey, girl. What's kicking?
Oh, I think my heart. I got to check. I'm not sure.
You be all right.
Well, Stephen, I know that you have worked, you know, with Eternally Blaze, and you, in a sense, helped her kind of birth this public figure of being a spoken word artist. And I'm going to call it like a sensual, erotic spoken word artist. So how does that feel to work with a talent such as Eternally Blaze?
Well, it's very easy, actually, because she's very, for one thing, you know she's talented.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of being talented, very professional, easy to work with, and on top of all that, just good people. You know, just she's got her head on straight. She knows what she wants to do, and she goes about her work treating people the way she wants to be treated, which makes it a whole lot easier to work with her and to create this stuff together.
I can see why you would say that. I think she's a natural talent. I mean, when you just have the opportunity to have conversation with her, it's very clear she's like a storyteller. You know, she is somebody who really, really knows how to use her voice. You know, so the enunciation or the inflections to just really kind of get her point across about what she's talking about. But you're right. There's such a strong spiritual base that comes out of Eternally Blaze that, you know, she is definitely one that, you know, believes in treating others as she would like to be treated, and that respect and that camaraderie and the belief of, you know, community and family, you know, and I know that she feels really strongly about the SJF music team as being, you know, a family, you know, that she can call a part of her own and rely on. So, you know, I know that she's extremely grateful to you, Stephen, because she expresses that quite frequently, and you know that it's sincere. You know, it's something that you've helped her live out a dream that, you know, she never thought would actually ever happen. So,
well, the pleasure's been all mine, trust me. we do have the family thing going on, and Blaze is part of the glue that holds this family together. And
wow,
you know, she's like that crazy cousin that's in everybody's family that, you know, whenever they get together, you got one person just acts up and cuts up all the time. That's great.
The problem child, huh?
No, not the problem child. Just that one that everybody kind of looks at and just laughs and say, you know, it's just Blaze. You know, y'all just go with it. You know.
Wow.
But she's good people. She's real. You know, what you see is what you get with her.
Amen to that.
That makes it real easy.
No, I agree with you on that. So, Stephen, you know, I know you have this new album out, and Eternally Blaze is one of the pieces. I have to tell you, I think it was very smart to put her in the very middle, you know, of this CD called Between Dusk and Dawn. And, you know, if you would just share, you know, your thoughts on, you know, the involvement you have with that particular project and the artists that you work with and your thoughts on, you know, where this particular project will go.
Well, you mean as far as the order of the songs and that type of stuff like that?
Well, I thought it was really great, you know, that she's like in the middle, you know, but, you know, I know that this was kind of like, you know, a baby of yours too, because it's the first time that you've collaborated with other artists.
Right.
Most of the time, the CDs that you have created are your own, you know, you produce. And so this is, you know, something that you've worked with, you know, several other artists to put out there. And I'm sure it's kind of maybe a different feeling than what you have put out when it comes to your own work.
It took a little bit more time because of just the coordination with the different artists and everything. But it was well worth it. Learned a whole lot from doing this project with all the different artists and all. And not just the different artists, but the different styles of music, too. And I looked at the whole piece, and it just seems the way it kind of flowed, it seemed like Blaze's piece, Eternally Blaze, fit right there in the middle. It's kind of like that transition piece, and it's kind of like the pivot point for the whole CD, and it just turned out just right. Trust me, it took me a long time to try to get that order right too, but I think I hit it that time.
I think you did.
Yeah,
I think you did, because I think that the placement is important. And I'll be honest with you, Stephen, you know, and Blaze, this particular CD, I really paid attention to that because I was curious as to how Stephen was going to select the pieces and where they were going to go and all. And so, I think it really, really turned out. Now, Stephen, stay on the line. I do have another caller that's mm-hmm. raised their hand. So please, caller, if you don't mind and just indulging us, I will definitely bring you in. But you know what? I'm going to play one of her pieces coming up on her up-and-coming CD. And, you know, Stephen, I think you want to give a disclaimer on this particular piece, because I'm going to play If My Walls Could Speak.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's just play it and see what happens.
We are not responsible for any reactions that come out of you listening to this piece.
My lawyer has instructed me to say that SJF Music is not responsible for any unplanned pregnancies, any car accidents, home accidents, or any adverse conditions resulting in the listening of this song. So now you got the official disclaimer, and I hope. Hope the police don't come knocking on my door after you play this song.
Uh-oh. All right. Hold your seats and get you a glass of wine. Here we go with If My Walls Could Speak by Eternally Blaze.
If my walls could speak, would you listen to the stories that they had to tell you? Late nights, when I'm needing you, wanting you, desiring you. Right here in this room, where we used to lay together, have fun together, become one together. You used to lay here on my bed, and I would massage the temples on your head. Slip your body between my legs and join our time that we used to share, singing love songs in your ear as I run my fingers through your hair. Then slowly lean forward and massage your neck, then straight down your spine, all in an earnest effort to release the stress and tension that was on your mind. Gently undressing you to expose your firm spine sexy brown skin. As you would give me that go ahead nod with that devilish excited hot freaky little friend, I would bring to your lips the wine that I had poured, knowing that you were soon to arrive. Oh, I'd be wearing something so sexy, so sheer and lacy that would even bring a dead man back alive. If my walls could speak, would you want them to tell the people and let them know just how freaky it got up in here when we let our true feelings show? If my walls could speak, seeing you as you walk up to the end of the bed, then start from my foot, working your way slowly and mesmerizingly all the way up to my pretty little head. Then with your masculine grip of your mighty hands, you'd be kissing and caressing and massaging while separating my legs, which was your initial plan, to reveal unto you my hidden treasures, my jewel, my pearl, granting you access, baby, for you so you could rock my whole world, moaning and groaning as soon as you would hit my hot G-spot. Then I'd release all my passion unto you, so I'll scream out, yes, baby, yes, don't stop. If only these walls would speak, would they tell of the intensifying heat as we made mad passionate love lying right here together between these satin sheets, with my legs wrapped around your back and my nails digging deeper into your skin? We'd go faster and harder and deeper. Ooh, which made my head spin. Trembling and trembling, then suddenly I began to shake. And then I'd wonder to myself if I'm dreaming, if I am dreaming. Please don't wake. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. If my walls could only speak.
That was If My Walls Could Speak by my special guest on the Leopard Carpet tonight, Eternally Blaze. Blaze, I don't even know if I want to know what you were thinking about when you created that piece.
Did I do that? Well, I think we all have a big picture. I think it is so important to express real love. You know, so many people get caught up in lust and loneliness that they, as I would say, short themselves of experiencing that real love, that intimate love, that love that takes more than 15, 20 minutes.
Right.
So I just wanted to remind them that there is another side, and hopefully we can get to ride this ride together and reach it.
Okay, no comment there. But no, I totally feel you. you know, on that. And you know, and I know that people listening to this, they could probably take this piece, this especially this particular piece, and go some in some other direction with it. But you know what? I think it's so well done, and I think that it is it definitely encompasses what, you know, intimacy is between a couple, and where it can definitely go.
Right.
You know what? And we're all grown folk, you know. And for us, you know, or for those that are in relationships, or even, you know, dream about in relationships, you know, it's not just, you know, just like, yeah, okay, you know, okay, I'm not the person to talk about this, Blaze, but you know. I think I'm blushing over here, Stephen.
Well, I'll be honest, I kind of blushed myself when I heard.
So I'm like, but you know, I mean, but the fact is that, you know, if a relationship is good and you do have that intense, you know, opportunities of intimacy, then, you know, it should be blissful, like how you displayed it for us.
Yeah.
You know, in that particular piece. Okay, did that sound like, you know, graceful or something? You know what, before I stick my foot in my mouth, let me go to a caller, because, you know what, I think this is the most callers I have ever had on the phone line during any particular show. So let me go to the first one who's been waiting so very patiently.
Okay.
All right, welcome to the Leopard Carpet, Miss Eleanor.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Hi. Ooh.
Uh-oh, she said ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It wasn't me. That's all I'm saying. It wasn't
and, yeah, okay. Oh, my goodness, girl. You did. I thought when you came, with the first one when you came out, because when you kept saying, you know, it's going to come out, blah, 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 and then when I heard it, and the music alone that brought you, that, you know, leaded you in, I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And this one, these two, I should say, because you made two this time. But, you know, you did a very great job on it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very great job. And you had the perfect background music.
Oh, yes, I did. Yes,
Mr. Ferguson. I got to give him some credit for that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. He did. The music was excellent.
Yes, definitely.
Really excellent. And, wow. Wonder what the next one's going to be like.
I know. So for those of you that don't know, Eleanor is the mama bear of the SJF music, you know, team. She's the one who keeps everybody together. She's the one who gets, you know, clues us in when we need to pay attention and support, you know, what's going on with SJF music. She's an amazing, valuable person, you know, to the SJF music team. And
thank
so
you. I try.
Oh, Mama, you do a great job. You do a great job, and you are definitely just, you know, so appreciated and respected. So
thank
please
you.
Know that. But it was like, okay, when I saw your hand go up, I'm like, what is Miss Eleanor going to have to say? You know, and so.
Woo, bad girl.
But it's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good when you be a little fat, you know. I mean, like Lady Flavor said, we're all adults. And my whole purpose is to get people to understand what real love is, true love, you know, and to experience it. Don't let it just pass you by or settle for less. You know what I mean?
Right.
Go for the best. Go for the best. Have someone love you. But first and foremost, you have to love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the whole point of faith.
Yeah. Yep.
If you understand love, know love, and respect yourself enough to love yourself, then you'll settle for nothing less from everybody else.
That's right. Well, you got a point there. You got a point.
No, thank you so much.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, and I think, you know, just speaking as a seasoned woman here, because, you know, I'm kind of feeling that term or whatever. I think that, you know, again, when a relationship is really good, Mm-hmm. You know, it's really good based off of so many, many things. You know, just that eternal, external connection to, you know, just mentally and emotionally being connected and all of that. So when you have all of that, mm-hmm. when it gets down to the sexual intimacy, it's got to be absolutely amazing, you know. And I think that particular piece is, in a sense, a representation of that. You know, exactly. I don't think you can just jump in the bed with somebody and go there and it's going to be all like that, you know.
Mm. No, you have to have some feeling or whatever for the person.
Yeah, I think there has to be.
I'm sorry, it's sort of like a dance, a sensual dance.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you put the record on, you set the mood, and you make this dance. You create mm-hmm. it. You know, it's not something that's a given. It's something right. that's created between mm-hmm. people who want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a special place, and I want to go. I want to go with you. I want to take you there. Come
mm-hmm.
follow me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
there
I mean?
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So before I bring in the next caller, Eleanor, what are your thoughts in the time that you've known Eternally Blazed and been working with her through SJF Music? You know, what would you say? Are your thoughts about her?
Well, I'll tell you this. She's a very, very nice person. She knows what she wants. And when she sets her mind on something, it's set. She's just straightforward. And I have no doubt that the reason why this, the three songs that she has is out like that, because there was someone in her life that she truly loved. And
mm-hmm.
she wanted to give him all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she wanted to make sure that, you know, she was right there in his corner.
Yeah.
And it shows in her music. It really shows. And I know to some it may seem very provocative, but come on now, we're grown.
Right.
Exactly.
We're grown folks.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I always say, and she always laughs at me when I say that, ain't none of y'all going to make love to your wife.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, Jesus loved me, okay?
Yeah,
amen.
We all know Jesus loves us. I mean, don't get me wrong, because, I mean, I'm strong in the church myself.
No,
but
I know that.
Nobody, let me tell you something. Somebody going to make love to you, and they're going to start playing gospel music?
Mm-mm. Right.
I don't think so.
Right. That's
so
real talk, Eleanor, and I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yes.
And, that's all I had to say. This is the kind of music you use privately with your own. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not like you're going to sit there and throw some dinner party and put something like that on. No.
No.
No. Unless, we're not even going to go there. But
only
it's
a dinner party for two.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Right,
you know, exactly.
Right.
It's only when you have that special someone, you know,
right,
and you're just
right.
trying to set that mood or create that special evening, you know, definitely.
That's right.
Right. And no, I appreciate what you say, because that's real talk, Eleanor.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, where you are in your life. And when it comes to a religious base and all of that, you know,
mm-hmm.
we know that intimacy takes place. That's just real. And to act like it doesn't, you know, and of course you're not going to, you know, put some gospel music in and in the bedroom or whatever, you know, during those intimate times. So, no, that's real talk.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
So I am going to bring in another caller. So, Eleanor, I don't know if you want to just stay on hold or you want me to put you back on mute so you can listen to the show. But
you can put me back on mute. I'll give somebody else a chance.
Okay. All right, darling.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in, Eleanor.
You're welcome. Congratulations, Blaze.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let me bring in the next caller, because I do want to get going, you know, share this other part of who you are, but let me bring in the callers first.
Okay.
All right. So caller from the 314 area code, welcome to the Leopard Carpet with Eternally Blaze.
Hello. How are you?
Hi.
Very good.
All right. Miss Blaze, you know me as Into Life After 50. How you doing tonight, sweet?
How are you, darling? I'm fine.
You know what?
Right.
I just have to say that I love it. It's you.
Thank you.
It's you. And I'm not going to speak long. I'm just going to say, do it like you do it, because you do it well.
Ooh, thank you so much. You are so
That's
sweet.
A great compliment.
Do it like you do it, and you do it well. And it's Flavor News Radio. I will be back, and I will be listening.
Oh, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Yes, yes, yes. So, yeah. Ms. Blaze, take care.
Thank
Love you,
you
girl.
Thank
Keep
you
doing
calling.
What you do.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. So let me put your friend back on mute and bring in another caller, and then we can kind of step into the other direction of who Eternally Blaze is.
Okay.
All right, welcome to the Leopard Carpet, John D. Green, Sr.
Hey, Flavor. Oh, let's see, EB. Okay.
Hey.
I got my pen and paper and the fire extinguisher close by.
Thank you, thank you. The neighborhood, the fire department, everybody
right.
thanks for that.
I got everybody on high alert. No, I just called in to say congratulations.
Thank
you're
you.
You're doing an exceptional job. Keep doing what you're doing, and you'll repopulate the earth in no time.
Did he just say that? Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
Yes, he did. But I love you for it. Thank you so much for all your love and support.
Absolutely. Yeah, you deserve it. You definitely deserve it. So keep doing what you're doing and enjoying this shining moment.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being a part of it.
So John, you know, before we put you back on mute, my friend, and everything, you know what? You know, you are one of the members of the SJF music team and all, and, you know, you are a part of the project that has just released in February, Between Dusk and Dawn. You know, what was it like to be a part of that particular project and then, you know, to know that, you know, Eternally Blaze was just smack in the middle of that project?
That part, for me personally, that was the exciting part of it. Because Eternally Blaze, to this aspect of what we do, was fairly new. And
mm-hmm.
so everything was exciting to her, and every experience was exciting. Every new fan, and every new word, and every new review and comment about her sound was exciting to her. Thus, you know, vicariously, it was exciting to us. So
right.
that part of it was fun, you know, and the trepidations and the doubts and the overexcited and non-sleeping moments that she had were moments that we've all had. So for me, it was really exciting to watch her experience this through her eyes firsthand,
mm-hmm.
you know, and to
right.
know what it's like. And I enjoyed that part.
Right. No, that's a great explanation of that. And you know, you're an amazing talent, you know, and I know that. You know, Blaze speaks very, very highly of you, you know, as a man and as an artist. So I think it was a beautiful thing to just, for me, you know, as being an outsider, being able to witness, you know, all of you guys come together to create this first project and all. And so I know that Blaze has an individual solo project, as you have an individual solo project coming out, John. And, you know, there's some great stuff coming out of SJF, you know, Music Camp.
I missed most of that, but I'm sure you said some really wonderful things.
Oh. Well, is my phone fading in and out? Okay, he dropped off the line. So, okay, anyway. So there's one more caller who's raised their hand, so let me bring them in.
Okay.
Okay, caller from the 607 area code. Welcome to the Leopard Carpet with Eternally Blaze.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good. How are you?
I'm all right. You know, I'm enjoying this evening. How y'all doing?
So, are you familiar with Eternally Blaze?
I'm not too familiar with it, but I'm getting into this. But I wanted to really just give a shout-out to my mother, you know, because she's doing her thing right now. You know, she's getting her shout-outs, everybody supporting her. I had to call and support her, you know, hold it down. You go, Ma, do your thing, huh?
I love you, baby.
I love you, too,
Aww.
Ma.
Wow, that's wonderful. Yeah. So what do you think of your mama doing, you know, stepping out as an artist?
Well, I'm very proud of my mother. You know, she's shining, you know. She finally got an opportunity to do something. You know, she's always been a talented artist and a writer, so I'm glad that she's out here spreading her wings and doing what she got to do.
Right, right. Well, I think she's amazing, and I know that she's so very, very proud, you know, of her sons and everything. And so I think this is a beautiful thing that you would take the time, you know, to call in and support her.
Well, of course, most definitely, most definitely. You all we got, Ma.
Yeah.
Do what you do, you heard?
I love you, baby.
I love you, Ma.
Oh, that just makes me, oh my goodness, that just warms my heart. That's such a beautiful thing, Blaze, to just, you know, have your family, especially your children, you know, to be able to, you know, say that they're proud and they're supporting who you are and what you're doing.
Yeah, for a long time it was just them and I, you know, and I was always trying to be there for them, and it is so heartwarming for them to be there for me. You know, you just can't imagine.
Well, I think it's amazing, and it's okay. So, okay, I'm going to, baby boy, I'm going to put you back on hold because there's some other callers for your mama, but thank you so much for calling in.
All right, of course, Ma. You do your
okay.
thing, Ma. Love you.
Love you. Mwah.
All right, Ma.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Wow, that just warms my heart to no end. Let me just
yeah.
bring John right back in because he did raise his hand again. Okay, John, your line's back open.
Now, see, I missed all that. Did you see that? Because of the high-tech phone, I missed the whole loving transaction between mother and son. You see?
Well, you can catch it in the archives.
Yeah, you know I will.
Yeah. You know, but that's a beautiful thing. I mean, you've had that experience, John, with even, you know, John Jr. calling in and saying how proud he is of you, you know. And I think that's a beautiful thing when you know, when your children, you know, acknowledge, you know, who you are as an artist and show the love and support. So, no, that was just amazing.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. They go through so much more than most people realize, our loved ones, our children, our wives, our spouses, our friends, our close friends. They go through quite a bit. I mean, they experience us as us and then us as the artist. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So
right.
for them to support us, it's a big deal, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot, you know. It's not like the fans. They hear it, you know, once maybe a day or once every couple of days. Well, our people closest to us, they hear it all day long.
Right.
They hear it when it sounds great, and they hear it before it sounds great. So I have
right.
a lot of respect for those people that stand by their loved ones that are in the industry, because it's not an easy path, and they do it, and I love them for it.
Thank you, sweetie.
Definitely, definitely. You're welcome, Donna. No. So, you know what? We've got another caller that has raised their hand, so let me bring them in, because, you know, I still got to get into this Blazism thing, but I just want to get the... I want to get the callers in. So, all right. So, caller from the 347 area code. You are on the Leopard Carpet with Eternally Blaze.
Hello.
Okay, 347. I opened
yes,
up your
please.
Line.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on, please. Thank you. Good evening. How everybody doing?
Very good. How are you?
I'm very fine. Thank you.
And who
Listen,
is this?
I'm her long-term sister-in-law, and I'm really not, I never have actually been on the radio to talk, but I just want to shout out that everything that everybody said about her, she's definitely that person, and I want to let her know that I'm very proud of her. She was kind of nervous earlier this morning, but she did what she did. She did her thing.
That's right. There you go.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you.
I love you, too. All right. Be good.
I will. Thank
All
you.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Blaze, you are getting much love all over the place. You know, how does that feel?
Amazing. I think my cheeks are starting to hurt. You know, it's just, oh, my goodness. I'm just smiling. my heart is smiling. So I would say I'm smiling inside out.
Okay,
it's
so okay.
Amazing. It is amazing. This is my BET award night moment. You know, I may never get there, but I am there now. And I thank you so much for your love and support. I also want to thank my family. And first and foremost, I have to thank God, okay, because he brought me through so much. He really did, and he is the light and head of my life, you know. I want
right.
everybody to know that. I know they know the erotic me or the sensual me, but there's a part of me that belongs only to him. And I thank him so much for all of my accomplishments. I also have many friends from Williamstown, where I grew up, but one in particular is King Funk, who he has done all of my art, graphic design, and helped so much in promoting me and what I do and who I am. He's also so talented with, he's a bass player, and hopefully we'll be working on some projects together in the future. And also, he's a designer of clothing. So maybe he might help me with my little nightshirt or something in that neighborhood. So we don't know, but, you know, I'm going to keep praying for him and on him, so he might help me along with that as well. But he is one amazing. If everybody could have a friend like that, oh, boy, you just don't know the joy. So to King Funk, thank you. Thank you so much, you know. And
I'm sorry, Blaze.
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
No, I was just going to piggyback off of that because, you know, I've had the opportunity to also work with him. He created the logo for my Unity through Arts Exchange, and I'm so thrilled. I mean, it was done so quickly, and it was done so professionally. I couldn't have asked, you know, for a better logo. So he is amazing. And I do love seeing the support that it shows you online. And, I mean, it's very, very clear that he believes in what you're doing, because he is just back and forth, you know, several times a day, you know, creating something, just something so bright and brilliant and colorful, and so you. And so it's very clear that the two of you are connected in that way, that, you know, he knows how to create that visual that speaks who you are.
Yes, yes. It's like we are one, you know.
Definitely,
I don't know, maybe it's because we went to the same high school and grade school. We drank from the same water fountain. I don't know what it is, but
right.
he gets it. He gets it, and
yeah,
he's so
does.
Special. Thank you, King.
That's so funny, because it sounded just like, you know, like if you were winning that award and, you know, who you would thank and what you would say. I was like, she is really stepping out there, like, you know, yeah, okay. Well, this is the leopard carpet, right? So, yeah, why not give you thank yous?
There's so many people, like from the SJF family, of course, Stephen and you. And a lot of times we overlook the simple thank yous, you know what I mean?
Right.
And we didn't get here by ourselves. You know, I wouldn't be here tonight if it hadn't been for you, you know.
Yeah.
So I do. That's me. That's just who I am. I have to take that time and say thank you.
No, and I appreciate that, because, you know, that's what, you know, your family speaks about you. You know, like just like what Stephen had said at the beginning of the show, that, you know, you treat others the way you want to be treated. You know, you do things the right way, you know, and, you know, maybe it's not all perfect and everything, but, you know, definitely have to have respect for who you are and how you go about doing things.
Thanks.
So now I do want to step into Blazism, and I'm debating, do I play your last piece, which I know is a very, very special piece, now, or would you prefer me to play it later on?
I say play it now.
Okay.
I need him now. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
This is a piece that was created by Eternally Blaze for that special love one in her life. And I don't know if you want to speak on, you know, on that right at the moment or after I play the piece, Blaze.
After, yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm going to play Nobody Better Than You by Eternally Blaze.
Hey, baby. I guess you're wondering why I called you today. I've been thinking about you a lot. And it seems, honestly, when true love hits you and now suddenly it's all over, it doesn't just fade away. Time and time I find myself thinking and wondering just how you are. Yes, I confess, I've spent some nights gazing into the late evening sky, simply wishing on a star. And sadly, day turns into night, and another night turns back into day. Hoping for a good reason to call, or merely just the right words to say. Yet here I lay again alone in my bed, wanting and needing you to be here with me. Though no matter how bad I want you, need you, or desire you, for now you are no more than just a ticket, unfulfilled fantasy. You know, nobody, and I mean nobody, has made me feel what you made me feel. I still remember when you walk into a room and command it to stop and take notes. And everyone merely would do just that, as if they had no other choice. A fine statue of a man from your tailor-made suit that was melted over your body and fit to a tee. Crisp matching shirt, tie, handkerchief, and diamond stud cufflinks, with even your shoes imported from Italy. And all this adorned your body, and you wore it so exquisitely. Your rough, rugged swagger with an undertone covered by intelligence, commitment, and confidence. And indeed, you wore it all well. And with no more than a mere glance, wink and a smile, you put everyone under your spell. Seems as if everything you ever did, you made it look so easy. Even when it came to granting my wants, needs, and desires, oh yes, you knew how to please me. There have been many times I thought of you, and always with respect. As I think about our time and our love to share together, while I reminisce and reflect, it's sad for me to say, but I know you need me. And for the most part, I'm trying to move on too. I just had to call and let you know that baby, when it comes to another day, there's nobody better than you.
We were just listening to Nobody Better Than You by my special guest on the Leopard Carpet tonight, Eternally Blaze.
Yes. Well, that one was written for my baby. He He was a phenomenal person in my life. I worked with him on his website, and we grew together. We learned to love each other, and I just had to make him aware of how deeply he touched and affected my life. And that was just for him.
Well, you know that he knows it.
Yeah.
And he feels it. And he's here with you. And he loves you just as you love him.
Yeah. That's one thing I truly believe, that love doesn't die.
Yeah.
We do. The body does. But the love that you have inside will hold you and sustain you until you see them again.
There you
know?
Go. There you go. Well, you know, I think that particular piece is beautiful. It's perfect. It's such a great honoring of him and the love the two of you shared and still share, you know. So, you know, I'm honored to have had the opportunity and to have the opportunity to play that particular piece, you know, on my show. So I thank you for that, Blaze.
Thank you.
So now to go into, you know, we know that there's obviously this very sensual side, this very erotic side of you, this very loving side of you. We know that there, your family supports you from your SJF music, you know, family to your actual, you know, biological family and all. And I think that's just an amazing thing. And I think that that, you know, is a perfect segue into, you know, talking about Blazism and what this is all about. One of the things that drew me to you, of course, you know, the very first time I heard you kind of recite your piece, and I was like, wow, this woman knows how to use her voice. And that's something that really catches my attention when it comes to a spoken word artist, is the talents of being able to use voice. Because I think when it comes to spoken word, that's something really, really important. You need to be able to captivate your audience, whether you're physically in front of them, you know, spitting a piece, or whether you're, it is just a total audio thing, whether it's on the radio, whether it's, you know, listening to a CD, whatever, to be able to captivate your audience. And I think the words and the story are very, very important to draw them in also, and you encompass all of that when it comes to that art. But it goes much further, you know, when it comes to you and what it is that you want people to get out of what you're creating. And so maybe you can kind of give us an explanation as what we are going to come to learn. This may be the first time tonight that anybody has that opportunity to hear you speak on it. It is definitely not going to be the last time. So tell us about Blazism, Eternally Blaze.
Thank you so much. Okay, Blazism, it sounds complicated, but it's not. It's very, very simple. The center of it is love. Finding that place of peace, joy, happiness, and tranquility. I want everyone to learn how to reflect, basically and first, on themselves. You cannot heal the world, you cannot touch and affect the world if you cannot find that place within you. You know what I mean? So we have to take care of us. And we don't. We're mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and caretakers and caregivers. And it's just so many helmets that we wear. And we don't take the time to appreciate, well, you know what? I didn't get everything done on my list today, but I did do X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I feel good about that. I got
right.
those things done, and I got those things accomplished in my life. And now I'm just going to sit back and relax and say, thank God that I was able to do X, Y, and Z. Looking at that glass as half filled, okay? And get to this point where you say, well, you know what? I've done this Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, and I've had a week full of accomplishments. So this is the weekend, and I'm going to take a little time for me. I'm going to maybe go shopping for me. You know, because we overlook ourselves so many times. We don't take care of ourselves. We don't treat ourselves. Now, we'll go out the way for a friend or a husband or our children.
Right, right.
But when do we take that time? You know what? That's a cute little dress or a pair of pants or, man, I really like those sneakers. Not, now, wait a minute. I don't want you to confuse this with I need a pair of sneakers. Mm-mm, that's not the same. I want this.
Right.
And I think because I got through with X, Y, and Z all week, that I deserve this. You know what I mean? So whatever it may be, learn to love you. Learn to appreciate you. And learn to give yourself just that little pat on the back, just that relaxation. Tune everything off, take the kids to the grandparents' house, and you and your significant other, or just you, find that place where I can just breathe. And for me, I like to take a long, luxurious bath or shower and just let the water purify me, wash away the stress and the tension and all the little negativity things from my friends and so-called friends or whatever, and just let it just go down the drain. And when I come out, I'm brand new. I'm feeling good about life. I'm feeling good about me. And that's what I equate as a blaze moment. Now, it doesn't have to be the shower or it doesn't have to be. You could take a good, brisk walk. You could have dinner with some close friends. Whatever feels good to you, you embrace it. You recognize it. You hold it. Like stringing it, the popcorn with the cranberries.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the, when we used to decorate the Christmas tree.
And
As a family thing, we all sit together and string this popcorn, and it becomes this long, beautiful, winding thing that we put on the tree. You can do that with your memories. You can create special memories that you can add onto this string.
Right.
And when time gets hard and life comes at you and you can't seem to catch your breath, you have those things like a hope chest or a treasure chest that you can open up and say, you know what, it wasn't all bad because I remember this and I remember that.
Right.
My baby is gone now and I miss him every day. But I don't cry as much because I remember this and I remember that. And it was important to me when it was taking place. And it's even more important to me now that that's all I have left. These are my treasures.
Right.
So what my whole concept is, and I know it's not brand new, I know it's not rocket science, but if I can get people to understand the importance of it and to implement it in their own personal lives, then maybe they'll start feeling better about themselves. They'll start feeling better about their relationships and how they treat others. This is not just an accident. This is on purpose. I'm loving you right now on purpose because you're somebody that should be loved. You're somebody that should be cared about. And this is not just because you're here or because you're there. It's because I chose to do so. And if we can get the people to understand that concept and to implement it into their lives little bit by little bit, it's not a one size fits all. What works for one, it's not going to work for the next one. But slowly and surely, understanding, accepting, and reflecting, you'll get it. That's how easy it is.
And I agree with you, Blaze, you know, when it comes to that. I know that you and I have a lot of conversations around this ever since, you know, you kind of introduced this concept to me. And it's something that I do value, you know, as a person in this industry, as a woman, you know, as a mother, you know, and a grandmother and all of that. you know, because many times I forget about taking care of me and what it is that, you know, the little things that make me happy or make me feel good or, you know, and all of that, because I'm so wrapped up in always supporting other people.
Right.
And I remember, you know, one day, you know, having to run around and take my daddy, you know, to run some errands and things. And he wanted to get a haircut, and we get our haircut by the same person at the same place. And so, you know, I decided to go ahead and, you know, not only get daddy a haircut, but to get myself, and how good that felt, because my hair was kind of unruly and this and that, you know, but I didn't have the intentions of going in there to get myself, you know, all prettied up and all of that. And I did, and it felt so great. And I, you know, came home and called you and said, I had a blazed moment. I got my hair cut.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I wish I could have a blazed moment and get rid of my cough, though. But,
yeah.
You know, but I think that those are things that are important. And so now it's something that I do pay attention to, you know. I pay attention to valuing, you know, my space and my time, and, you know, maybe even having those opportunities to sit back and listen to some, you know, Stephen Jerome Ferguson music or SJF music,
right.
and take that hot bath, you know, and have that kind of peace and quiet for myself, or, you know, to, you know, just enjoy quiet, because I don't necessarily get that, you know, anymore. And so it's funny how I think about all those little simple things in life that I can value. The other thing that I learned from you, you know, through all of this is that love is real no matter how it comes.
Yes.
And you can't necessarily, you know, call on how it's going to happen, you
mm-hmm.
know, who it's going to come from, and all of that and what it's going to feel like. But I think that it's something that when God gives you a blessing, you need to be open to receive it. And
yes.
that and that it is something, it's a special jewel, you know, to cherish. And I think that's one of the things that I also learned from you, you know, especially with the special love that you had, you know, your with your baby and all of that, and that, you know, and that, you know, that it was real. It was real. It was something that was very special to you. It was something
mm-hmm.
that was, you know, we know is very special to him.
Yeah.
And it's something that you're always going to be able to hold on to, you know, along with all the great memories that were created between the two of you. And so I think that we need to value those opportunities and not take them for granted, you know. And I think that's a lot of times that we do that in relationships. We take things for granted. We take others for granted, and that you can't do that, you know. And
right.
and like I had posted out there today, you know, tomorrow's not promised. So let those loved ones know, you know, today that you love and you care about them. And
right.
and there's so much more. And so I say all of that, you know, to say, you know, I appreciate you. And I appreciate you. As you say, maybe all of this is not rocket science. It's not new. It's things that we know. But you know what? Sometimes the things we know, we overlook.
Yes.
You know, and we do take for granted. And sometimes we need somebody like Eternally Blaze to come along and say, you know what, no, you know, it's really okay if you go and treat yourself to a movie. It's okay if you buy some scented candles and some bath oils. It's okay, you know, to cook that special dinner for your honey and have the kids go stay at mom's house, you know,
right.
or whatever it is. Because I think that we get used to things, you know.
Yes.
And we fall into a rut, and I think that's where a lot of relationships lose their spark, is because you fall into a rut and become complacent. You can't become comfortable,
yes.
and you forget all those things that you did in the beginning that, you know,
mm-hmm.
to kind of capture that other person's attention.
Right. And may
you
I
know?
Out that the grunge look, both ladies and men, it's not cute, okay? You know, that cold cream, the rollers, the scarf on the head. No, 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 no. We have to take that time. Once again, it's all about loving yourself. If you look in the mirror and you have to squint, then what do you think your partner's looking at? You know what I mean? Love yourself enough to present yourself the way you want to be presented. excuse me, and then the way you want him to always see you. You know what I mean? Always seeing you at your best. You know what I mean? So remember that you loved him before, love him again. You know? But it's so much. It's on so many different levels. So there will be more coming. Anyone who wants to learn or relearn, because I'm introducing to some and reintroducing to others how mm-hmm. to treat yourself and how to treat each other, you know.
Right.
And it's going to be here for you. I'm going to be here for you. You know, am I the best? Am I a professional? No, I'm just me, the girl next door. But I'm willing to share, and I'm willing to listen. And you can reach me at www.sjfmusic.com. You can also check me out on Facebook. I have Miss Eternally Blaze, too. I have Miss Blaze. I'm all over there, blazing it up. So holla at your girl, you know what I mean? This is the first, but it's not the last time you're going to hear from me. I will be there.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I have a CD coming out. Hopefully it's supposed to drop on my birthday, just so you all remember my birthday, which will be August 27th. The CD is called Back to Love. But you can hear Eternally Blaze, the first cut that we played tonight, on the CD that we have out now by the SJF family, which is called, Between Dusk and Dawn. And once again, you can check that out at www.sjfmusic.com. Thank you.
Well, you know, I'm thrilled that you took this opportunity to step on the leopard carpet tonight. You know, it was a great experience for me, Blaze, to have you come on, you know, to be able to share your talents as a spoken word artist, but also start introducing the concept of who you are when it comes to Blazism. And, you know, definitely you are loved. I mean, there was proof of that tonight, and appreciated. I'm going to encourage anybody and everybody that just has a question, you know, about, you know, maybe how, you know, you can do things differently for yourself, and just kind of need that nudge or encouragement, or somebody who's looking to kind of reignite the spark in a relationship, or you've got somebody that you've got your eye on currently that's kind of a new person in your life, you know, how you can, you know, potentially capture, you know, the attention of somebody else. Blaze is somebody who's like perfect, you know, to ask. She's definitely introduced this whole thought into my head that when I can remember when I have features on the leopard carpet, you know, I try to remember, you know, to ask them what do they do to take care of themselves, what is their Blaze moment. And they definitely, some of them have walked away really remembering talking about Blazism or their Blaze moment. And I think it's something, you know, that everybody should really, really think about, because I do think that it's something important. And when I talk about this a lot, about how artists can change the world, and I think Eternally Blaze has definitely come up with a concept. It wasn't something she was trying to come up with either. It's something that just seemed to just come out of her naturally. That with what it is that she's creating, what it is that she's speaking on, it is something that can change the world, and it starts within us. And I think that's where the change starts. It starts within us, and it can multiply outward, you know, to those that are around us, to those that we connect with in our personal world, to then those that we connect with across the, you know, the internet waves through the social networks and, you know, on the telephone and all of that. I think that, like Stephen talked about, you know, she treats people the way that, you know, she wants to be treated. And I think that if we can just grasp even that concept, it can change how we approach every single day of our lives. Definitely step out there and let those people know that you love them. You know, those that are really, really important to you. That's another part of Blazism. You know, yeah. It's important to let those loved ones know today, you know, because tomorrow is not promised. And, you know, and, you know, this is something that Blaze has taught, you know, not only me. She's taught, you know, the people within our SJF music family. She's taught those that, you know, have listened to the shows that she has called in. And just to let you know, we are going to be doing a regular Blazism show with Eternally Blaze here on Flava News Radio. You'll have that opportunity to get those kind of little tips. You'll have an opportunity to call in and speak to her and ask questions. And let's just grow, you know, and learn and grow together, you know, to just be healthier people for ourselves, for our loved ones, and for the world. So, Miss Blaze, I am just so happy that you stepped on the leopard carpet with me tonight and, you know, allowed me to just kind of put you in a position to share, you know, of who you are and what you believe in. And so, you know what? What is it that you do that you consider your Blaze moment?
Sharing, basically I would have to say sharing my thoughts, my concepts. I'm now creating a basket. Oh, I just want all of y'all to get this basket. It is going to contain things to improve your world, improve your love life. It's going to be called The Night of Eternal Bliss by Eternally Blaze. So look for it. There's going to be a lot of new things. I'm not stopping. You know, I want to continue to create. I want to continue to make a point. You know what I mean? To basically just to make a point. And if I can get one, two, three people to listen, to learn, to love, then I'm good. And God bless you all. I will continue to pray for you. Please pray for me. And I love you. Thank you.
All right. Well, you've heard it. You know, Eternally Blaze is somebody to pay attention to, because the best thing is she's going to help you pay attention to yourself. So I want to thank everybody who tuned into the Leopard Carpet this evening. To those that hung out on the phone line, Blaze, the list was long. So your people came out because they were not numbers that I recognized, but, you know, some of them were multiple numbers from the same area code, so I'm just going to assume that they are people that are your people. I do believe that there have been some New Jersey numbers and New York numbers lit up big time on here, so shout outs to everybody who hung out on the phone lines with us, to those that, you know, listen to the show live. I appreciate you. I hope you gained something out of this particular show, that you can walk away and just feel good about who you are and what you're doing, and to love those, you know, people in your world. Please stay tuned, because you definitely will hear more about Eternally Blaze and from Eternally Blaze on Flava News Radio. Go, you know, find her on Facebook. That's probably the best way to connect with her, is on Facebook. And you can find Eternally Blaze, too. You can find Miss Blaze. You know, look her up. Ask her a question. You know, let her know what you think about this Blazism and her Blaze movement, you know. And, you know, let's see what we can get going, you know, to make your life better. So stay tuned. God bless. This is what we do here on Flava News Radio. We put some amazing, amazing creative souls on the leopard carpet. And tonight was Miss Eternally Blaze. So thank you, my friend, for taking the time out of your schedule to share this time with me. And, you know, this isn't going to be the end of it.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, darling. I will talk to you soon.
All right, then.
All right. Good night.
Good night.